رمضان
والخير أقبله وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes. And for the next few minutes, I want to remind myself and you and all of us about the beauties, the obligations, and the blessings that are in this month, this blessed month, the month of Barakah, Ramadan. So many opportunities that we get in this month. But it goes too quick, doesn't it? We started Ramadan when the first of the hilal was seen. And suddenly we looked up again and we said, oh, the moon, it looks bigger. What happened? And then another night, oh, there's some more moon coming. And then another night, and look, oh, it's full moon now. And then it starts going and we're saying, what happened? What happened to this month? It's going so fast. The month of Ramadan, it comes like a guest. And then it leaves. It doesn't stay with us. But inshallah, it returns to us every year. There's something interesting about the month of Ramadan. It moves. It moves. The month moves. What do I mean? In the calendar for the sun, we have fixed days. That December is always going to have short days in it. January is going to have short days. But July and August have very long days, always, because that's the sun calendar. And the sun influences the time that we have sunshine, of course. That's why it's a sun calendar. But the moon calendar is different because of the cycles. The way that the moon calendar works, it's 11 days shorter than the sun calendar. So it has 354 days, while the sun calendar has 365 days. This means that the month of Ramadan and all the months of the lunar calendar move backward inside of the sun calendar. What will ultimately happen is that every 33 years, the moon calendar will have gone all the way around inside of the sun calendar so that you will experience Ramadan in the coldest of days, the hottest of days, the longest of days, and the shortest of days if you live 33 years and fast in the month of Ramadan. Why? Because this is the way Allah made it. Allah gave us the sun in the day. He gave us the moon in the night. And He calls the sun the light. This is where nur, so much nur, is coming from the sun. And the moon is giving us the reflected light from the sun. That's why in a full moon, when it's shining down on the earth, it's almost like a small sun, isn't it? Sometimes you can see so good, if you turn the headlights off, you can still see the road. By the way, we don't recommend to do that. Except in Egypt, maybe. But the word for this reflected light is munir. Nur, munir. The reflected light that comes to us in the night. The night is an important time for Muslims. Of course, we know that this is a time to sleep, but not the whole night. We get up in the night and we pray. We get up in the night and we read our Quran. We get up in the night and we supplicate to Allah. So we spend some of the night in sleep, but some of it in worship. And this fulfills our purpose. Very important for us to remember what is our purpose in life. That in everything that we do, no matter what, we have to remember and remind yourselves and each other. It's about Allah and the worship to Allah in all the things that we do. Whether we're calculating something, whether we're eating something, whether we're working or playing, in all things we do, we say, Bismillah, mashallah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Bismillah, and remember Allah. And each and every one of these days will go quicker and quicker until the end of the month of Ramadan, and suddenly we will say, oh, it's almost over. My friend Ramadan is leaving. He's going away. Oh, no. Oh, no. And then on the last night, when they call the Adhan for the last time, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, it's time to break my fast. But I don't want to. Because when I do, that's the end of Ramadan. That ends it. And shaitan is released again. Then we go back to the old way. But wait, you don't have to. You can always go to our website and remember Ramadan Reminders. www.ramadanreminders.com. See you there. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان.